Happy 24 hours of urine collection day to all who celebrate, specifically me.
Your daily Lex.
So when you're doing 24 hours of urine collection, at least when you're doing 24 hours of urine collection for, you know, potential kidney donation, they have very specific guidelines. First, they FedEx you a jug with instructions that they've also emailed you and texted you, actually. You've got this jug, and then you got these instructions, which are wake up, pee without collecting it. And then from then on, always pee into this bottle. Keep the bottle in the fridge or in a cooler. I'm going with a cooler in case you were curious. And I have this ice pack rotation to keep it cold in there. And they're like, don't miss any drops. Like anytime you're peeing, make sure, like if you're going anywhere where you're going to potentially use the bathroom, have the jug with you. Excellent. And then the final morning at the 24-hour mark, do one last pee into it and then seal it up. So today, I've started that process, post-morning pee. I had a note to myself, remember to pee in the jug, which I did remember to do. So well done me. And I noted, you know, now that I've peed three times in the jug and it's 9:41 in the morning, there's a chance I'm going to fill it. And so I was like, what happens if I do fill it? So I knew that not only did I keep their urine collection instructions, I put them into a note in Apple Notes, and I went to that note, and it had a phone number to call with any questions. It said, do call us with any questions. Any's in all capital letters. So I called that number, which does not work. So then I found their website, and I went to the kidney donation thing, and I found a phone number to call, and I called that number. And the first person who answered was like, oh, yes, Alexander, how's it going? They really know who I am. It's hilarious. And I asked the question, and she said, let me find out what to do if you fill up that bottle. And she's like, yeah, if you're going to fill it up, get another bottle. Like you can use any clear, clean container that you already have or get a jug at CVS. And she's like, we'll reimburse you. And I'm like, if I spend $8 on a pee jug at CVS, you do not have to reimburse me, but whatever. I think I'm going to fill it, you guys. I drink a lot of water. Oh, I'm trying not to say you guys. I think I'm going to fill it up, my friends. I drink a lot of water. I try to get at least, you know, 120 or so ounces of water a day. And that's on top of like smoothies and coffees and whatnot. So I don't know. I drink a lot of whatnot. So we'll see. I don't know. I have so far spent 2.5 minutes talking about collecting my own pee. I will say my family hates that I'm collecting my pee. Well, Liam doesn't care. But Tierra thinks it's gross. She's like, don't put it in the fridge. And Lauren's like, don't put it in a cooler. And I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to put it in one or the other. And she's like, well, if you put it in a cooler, you should like put it in a plastic bag. And I'm like, if I put it in the fridge, I didn't need a plastic bag, but in the cooler I do. And she's like, well, the fridge has hard, solid surfaces that are easier to clean and the cooler is soft. And I'm like, I don't know, man. But either way, I have to take the pee with me tomorrow when I go to this all-day doctor's appointment or testing appointment, which means I'd have to use a cooler anyway. So I'm going all cooler. It's a Disney Cruise Line branded cooler, which is hilarious. And yeah, I mean, fun, man. Peeing. Good stuff. What else can I tell you? So this show that Lauren and I are in, A Man of No Importance, we got an email from the show this morning saying, hey, you should be off book by September 22nd, which is about 11 days from today by my count. I'm nowhere near off book. I'm nowhere near prepared for the show so far. We've only really just started the blocking process, but the show's in about a month or 5 weeks or something. And it's certainly time to learn these things. They're not wrong, but I still feel so far behind. So I have on my list for today at some point to get some tracks made for myself, because as you may recall, I now like to learn lines and my music by just recording them and listening to them, especially when I'm driving to and from rehearsals. Listen to those tracks and get it into my head. That's the easiest way for me to memorize. The nice thing for me is that I have a relatively small part, so I don't have too much to memorize, but the songs are all so new to me that I have a decent amount of work to do there. It's good stuff. So later on today, I'll be recording a bunch of tracks for myself, which I will then be annoyed by. Because when I do it, and I'm sure I've talked about this on this podcast before, but like, I'll read the other person's line, that's my cue line. And I do it in that kind of like weird lower voice. Like I'm like, well, how do you do, Mr. Person? And then I say my line in a louder voice. Oh, I do great. And I find it very annoying to listen to, but I have to do something vocally to differentiate between my lines and the cue lines. But if you don't do the cue lines, then you don't know when you're supposed to say your lines, which is no good. I also think I'm going to record my lines in an Irish accent, and I don't know if I'm going to hate listening to my Irish accent later on when I'm listening to that recording or not. But it's funny because you record it knowing you're going to be annoyed at yourself in the future. But it also is super helpful for me because it's how I learn those lines. Anyway, I'd like you all to memorize this episode of your Daily Lex and then record it on your own without looking after you've memorized it. You don't have to do that, but it would be funny. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful day. And yeah, We'll talk again soon, although I don't know exactly when. I don't always get a Friday episode out because of the way my Fridays are structured. And Monday's a possibility, but then, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, good luck. I highly doubt I'll be doing any episodes because the surgery is Tuesday. Anyway, goodbye. Happy Thursday.
Lex.